If that's the way it goes, and who can really doubt that very soon football fans will exercise their right to squawk at what they perceive to be bad calls regardless of who's wearing the striped shirts, the officials can take some solace in the fact that their work is very difficult. NFL agent and sports attorney John Phillips feels that's a point no fan should ignore.
I've talked to Ed Hockley, who's the big muscled referee this week, and he's a trial lawyer, has tried like 200 civil cases to verdict, jury verdict, and he said that the pressure of an NFL game is far worse than in any trial he's ever seen. That's going to be the pressure they're under, especially now that they've been held out as being, you know, so superior to these other guys.
If Commissioner Goodell and the men who own the NFL teams are lucky, the next few weeks of the season will produce enough football-related excitement to encourage fans to forget about the 3 weeks featuring the replacement refs. And if the regular refs are fortunate, none of them will commit an error so blatant that they'll start fans chanting about bringing back the replacements. Yikes. Hope I haven't jinxed them. Will the sound and fury come to signify nothing? Sports Illustrated's legal analyst Michael McCann joins me. And Michael, I'm going to start by asking you, what has changed as a result of the new agreement between the league and the officials?
Well, Bill, the officials largely got what they wanted, which was higher pay and a delay in terms of giving up their pensions and the conversion of their pensions into 401k plans. They largely received what they were seeking, and that's at least largely because of the inability of the replacement officials to credibly officiate games. We saw that most glaringly in Monday night's game, but also in the New England-Baltimore game, there were some bad calls, and I think that those two games together made it essential for the NFL to strike a deal.
It sounds like at least one side would look back and say, yeah, this was worth it.
I think so. I think the officials could say that it was worth not accepting lesser terms earlier on to start the season, and also that the officials were effective in creating a situation where those who could adequately replace them, such as Division I college refs, didn't, and instead the NFL had to turn to Division III refs or those who had officiated in minor league football, really people who were not capable of jumping right into the NFL. So I think, to the credit of the officials, they knew how to generate leverage. I don't think they necessarily would have scripted what happened Monday night and Sunday night because it was just so bad for everyone. But at the same time, it largely worked in their favor. I mean, the NFL did get some things. They got the ability to add officials, which is something that they wanted. So it wasn't a total win for the officials. But still, I think the circumstances this week and Monday night's game just changed the dynamics.
One theory has it that Commissioner Goodell wanted to demonstrate his iron hand in this dispute in order to show the players what they could look forward to in the next negotiation of their collective bargaining agreement in 2020. What do you think?
I imagine that could be possible, but I think that's so far off that the effect of him doing that now wouldn't be as meaningful as it would be if it were closer in time to 2020. I really think this was about Goodell believing that replacement officials, although they wouldn't necessarily be well-liked or even viewed as good, that they would be considered adequate, okay. And that failed. They clearly were not. And I think the commissioner underestimated the learning curve for an NFL official and the ability of NFL officials to withstand crowd scrutiny.
Given the loud complaints from not only fans, but from players and commentators and even the analysts employed by the networks that bring us the games, is any league likely to lock out its officials in the future?
No, I suspect that's it. And other leagues have been effective at bringing in these officials as full-time employees. This was a difficulty for the NFL that, as much as they want officials to be full-time employees, the officials don't want that. They would rather have a situation where they can have a job during the week where many of them make six figures and have other benefits, and then on the weekend go and officiate NFL games and make an extra 140 to 160. And I think the league was in a position where, because they were unable to bring these officials in as full-time employees, unlike other leagues, they really were in a difficult position for negotiation because at the end of the day, these officials had substantial other income to withstand a lockout.
Michael McCann is a legal analyst for Sports Illustrated. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.